listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Hundreds of farmers have flocked to an urgent meeting in the southwest to discuss dry season challenges. It's amid drought and feed shortages, with farmers questioning why the establishment of a task force took so long to form, with current conditions predicted back in November. The WA Agriculture Minister wasn't in attendance at yesterday's meeting. Water quality issues that have plagued Busselton for years could soon be a thing of the past. The state government has begun removing sediment from the Vass Estuary Channel. It follows complaints from residents about the rotten egg smell in the area. Renewed calls have come to light to make freight trains more visible across Australia. It follows grain company CBH's move to start putting side lighting on its trains over the next couple of years. Western Roads Federation CEO Cam Dumasy says current conditions make it very difficult to see at night.
There are 23,000 level crossings in Australia. Over 18,000 of those do not have booms or flashing lights. They're just what's referred to as a passive crossing, so it has a give way sign and a stop sign.
Another electric vehicle charger has become available in our southwest. Cogenup is now home to a new fast charger and backup charger. It's the 31st location on WA's EV highway, spanning from Kununurra to Esperance. In sport, it was an action-packed day at the Margaret River Pro yesterday. Aussies India Robinson and Molly Picklum making their way through to the women's quarterfinals. Competition is set to resume this morning, with a call to be made at 9:45. Surfing great Jack Patterson says there's some big names to watch.
Jack Robinson's still going, the local boy from Margaret River here. He's one to watch. The opening heat, John and Gabrielle Medina.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app. Search for your area and subscribe now.